All right, we're back. Who's talking? Previewing the ACC tournament up there in Brooklyn, of all places. And Hubbo and I are feeling, it feels kind of strange. We've been to all the ACC tournaments for the last 7 years up to this one. And
yeah, well, I mean, this is my second miss in 21 years.
It's not
so,
right.
So
we're going next year, Hubbo.
Somebody will be up at the same location, and then speaking of Charlotte, a couple of years from now, the tournament goes back to Charlotte and then to Greensboro, and beyond that, I don't think they've decided. But back to tonight's game, Georgia Tech-Pitt. I think you're thinking Georgia Tech may have a slight edge in that, and a lot of it will depend on what Pitt's attitude is. You know, they've got some seniors on this team, and the question is there heart in it? You know,
yeah.
They may view this as another opportunity to redeem themselves. On the other hand, they may have thrown in the towel. Based on their performance in Charlottesville, it doesn't look like their heart is in it. And certainly Georgia Tech is motivated by the fact that they probably have to win a game or two in order to qualify for the NCAA tournament.
You know, at the very end of the season, Pitt lost to Georgia Tech. So there is a little bit of the revenge, get even type thing. On the other hand, Georgia Tech is third in scoring defense in the ACC, only allowing 68.8 points a game. I'm going to go with defense up there in the gigantic Barclays Center. And I also think that bodes well for Virginia, which is number one in scoring defense. I think it's going to be a big deal because that is a big building. You know, players, first time they play ball in those things and have to deal with the very unusual backdrops and the crowd noise and that kind of thing, the basket tends to look a lot smaller from outside. So people shooting beyond the arc tend to have a lot more trouble in these big buildings.
Well, I was watching a little bit this afternoon, and LaFonso Ellis was the analyst, and he was talking about rims in NBA arenas are tighter.
Yep.
They're not quite as forgiving. So you got to be pure with that jump shot, which may put a little strain on Virginia since we live by the jump shot. But nevertheless, all right, let's, for the sake of argument, let's give the game to Georgia Tech tonight and look ahead to tomorrow. Interesting game to kick it off tomorrow, Syracuse-Miami in the 8-9 game.
I'm going to pick Syracuse because of the home crowd advantage.
Yeah, they should have a fair number of Orange faithful there. But, you know, like all 8-9 games, that should be a very competitive game.
Hold on. Miami has lost two in a row going into this game. And they did not look good down in Blacksburg and Castle against the Hokies. I watched almost that entire game, and something happened to Larrañaga's team. They looked flat, and you can't go into postseason play after something like that. I'm going with Syracuse in that game. That's the fourth game of the tournament. In the fifth game,
Clemson-Duke, Clemson came within 2 points of Duke and Cameron recently. And Clemson has been the hard luck team in the ACC. They've lost five or six games in the last possession. Clemson still, you know, they're one of the last
four
out.
They're on the bubble.
They're on the bubble. So this would be a big game for the Tigers if they could pull the upset.
I think Clemson is going to give everything they've got. It's not to say that Duke won't have a good following up there in Brooklyn,
which they do.
It's not to say that Coach K doesn't like to go there because he loves the media in Brooklyn. And in the Big Apple, but I do think Clemson is going to play harder than they maybe have played all year, and Blossom game needs a huge game in front of the media. Don't be surprised if he doesn't just light it up. The sixth game of the tournament will feature Wake Forest. Wake is on a roll here.
Wake and Virginia Tech, and I think
tough game. This is a tough game.
Wake is a difficult matchup for the Hokies. They both like to play at a fast speed. It's not going to be a 65-60 game. It's probably going to be in the 80s, if not 90s. But I think, I think it's going to be another hot, tough game, very competitive. Wake's on a roll right now. I think Wake will win that game.
I think this game comes down to Seth Allen. If Seth Allen has a big game and lifts his teammates, Hokies win. If he does not, I think the Hokies go down. It's hard to call this game because I think this is a coin toss. Wake has won four in a row. It's hard to argue with a team on a hot streak.
Well, they're playing well, and the Collins kid is clearly one of the better big men in the ACC. So I think the first three games tomorrow are all going to be really, really competitive.
And then the late nightcap, We expect Georgia Tech to prevail against Pittsburgh. I have to think the Hoos are just too much of a team to lose to Georgia Tech. I think Virginia is playing excellent defense. They're coming into the tournament with a three-game win streak, a great signature win against the Heels. I think Tony Bennett and the Pac line will prevail in this game, and that will set up an excellent rematch against the Golden Domers.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bracket is good for Virginia. You know, I mean, if they can get by the game tomorrow night, Notre Dame is clearly a team that they've had Notre Dame's number here in recent years, and that potentially might set up a rematch against Florida State in the semifinals, and we kind of owe them one going all the way back to that game in early January.
And, you know, I'm not going to concede the Florida State advances because I think Wake Forest, or if Virginia Tech somehow beats Wake, I think that team brings momentum into that game and will fight harder.
Well,
and
Florida State is clearly a better team at home than they are on the road. The one thing that's advantageous for them in this kind of tournament, they're really deep.
Yes.
They have a lot of depth.
A lot of players.
A lot of players, so and they're big. Man, they're really big and athletic. So we'll see. But it shapes up to be a heck of a tournament in the games tomorrow. As I say, you could have four terrific games tomorrow and then four more terrific games on Thursday.
Hobo, I just did a quick calculation. Florida State is 6-7 on the road this year. So that does not bode well for the number two seed. I'm going to predict right now that that's an upset. Whether it's Wake or Virginia Tech, that's an upset.
Could happen. Could happen.
All right, we're going to head to break here. We'll come back on the other side with the Olympic Sports Report and final words on Virginia's preparations for the games ahead up at the Barclays Center. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.